KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Boys State Baseball Championships will get going again today at Principal Park in Des Moines as they move on now to Class 2A first-round action. In 2A quarterfinals today, Mount Vernon gets the day started at noon as they face Roland Story. Dyersville-Beckman Catholic will face Waterloo-Columbus Catholic at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Then in the evening session, Kemper Catholic will battle Spirit Lake in a 6 o'clock matchup with North Polk facing Albia in the late game at 8 o'clock tonight. The Boys State Baseball Tournament started on Friday with a couple of Class 1A first-round matchups. Newman Catholic beat Woodbury Central 11-6, and Twin Cedars needed nine innings to post a 4-1 win over Martinsdale St. Mary's. Also on Saturday, a couple of other first-round games of Class 1A saw Van Buren beat Don Bosco 6-5, and Van Meter topped Remsen St. Mary's by a score of 6-4. Well, Jason Hayward homered and drove in two runs to help the Atlanta Braves beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-2 last night, capping their first three-game sweep of the Cardinals at home in 10 years. The Braves broke a two-all tie with two runs in the sixth inning off rookie Shelby Miller and a couple of relievers. Pinch hitter Joey Turdoslovich drove in Chris Johnson with the go-ahead run. Hayward added another run-scoring single. Hayward has nine homers this season. Two of those came in the series between the Cardinals and the Braves. Chris Medlin allowed two runs on eight hits and a walk in six innings to snap his three-game losing streak. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Miami over Pittsburgh 3-2. Washington beat the New York Mets 14-1. Chicago over San Francisco 2-1. The Dodgers beat Cincinnati in 11 innings 1-0. Colorado over Milwaukee 6-5. And San Diego a 1-0 winner over Arizona. In the American League, Alex Gordon hit a two-run homer in the 12th inning as the Kansas City Royals beat the Chicago White Sox 4-2 Sunday. That's their sixth consecutive victory. With nobody down and Jared Dyson on third, the White Sox brought their infield in, but it didn't matter. Gordon drove a 2-2 pitch from Donnie Veal over the wall in center for his first homer since July 7th and his 10th on the year. Aaron Crow tossed a scoreless inning to get the win. Greg Holland finished for his 27th save. In fact, that's his 20th in a row. Elsewhere in the American League, the Yankees beat Tampa Bay 6-5, Cleveland over Texas 6-0, Toronto beat Houston 2-1, Boston over Baltimore 5-0, Oakland beat the LA Angels 10-6, and Seattle over Minnesota 6-4. One interleague game saw Detroit beat up on Philadelphia by a score of 12-4. In Pacific Coast League baseball Sunday, Omaha beat Nashville 4-1, Oklahoma City down the Iowa Cubs by a score of 4-3. In other baseball news, Los Angeles Angels slugger Albert Pujols has gone on the disabled list with a foot injury that could end his season. Manager Mike Socha says the star will be sidelined for a significant amount of time. Pujols has a partially torn plantar fascia on his left foot. That's an injury that's bothered him most of the season. He aggravated it while running out a hit in Friday's loss to Oakland. Socha didn't rule out the possibility that the Angels' designated hitter could be sidelined for the rest of the year. Pujols is hitting .258 with 17 homers and 64 RBIs. Tino Martinez has resigned as the Miami Marlins hitting coach after players complained that he verbally abused them. Martinez apologized for his behavior, saying he got in trouble for comments to players he intended as constructive criticism. Martinez says he once touched a player in anger, grabbing rookie Derek Dietrich by the jersey in the batting cage earlier this season. Dietrich, recently demoted to AAA Jacksonville, was among the players who complained about Martinez. Well, three men who have been dead for more than seven decades have been enshrined in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Former New York Yankees owner Jacob Rupert and stars from the 1800s Hank O'Day and James Deacon White make up the class of 2013. Rupert was the owner of the Yankee powerhouses from the 1920s and 30s that won 10 American League pennants and seven World Series in 18 years. O'Day had a seven-year pitching career that led to the 1889 Giants to the National League pennant, and he pitched a complete game in what's become the World Series. He then went on to umpire more than 4,000 games. White was a barehanded catcher for the first batter in the first professional game back in May of 1871. White played for six teams and had a .312 batting average over a 20-year career. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the NASCAR Nationwide Series makes its second stop at the Iowa Speedway this weekend with Saturday night's U.S. Cellular 250.
We couple that with the Pork Be Inspired 150, the NASCAR K&N race on Friday night. That's an 8 p.m. green start on Friday night. But the big story for us, really for the Saturday night race and the U.S. Cellular 250 is the lineup, and that lineup now includes Brad Keselowski, the current NASCAR Sprint Cup Series champion, and he'll be racing Saturday night, and so we're excited to have, you know, we've had Brad before, we've had many, many stars here before, but never in our 8 years of racing have we had the current NASCAR Sprint Cup Series champion.
That's Iowa Speedway CEO Doug Fritz, who says Brad Keselowski will be the first reigning Sprint Cup champion to compete at the track. Fritz says the drivers in the Nationwide Series enjoy competing against the big names in the Sprint Cup Series. Guys like Brian Vickers, who recently won the New Hampshire NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race, along with Nationwide regulars Trevor Bayne, who's a past Daytona 500 champ, along with Sam Hornish Jr., he's the current Nationwide Series points leader and a past champ at the Indy 500 as well. Fritz says there are still tickets available for Saturday night's race.
You know, we're anticipating a sellout for the event. I'd recommend to your listeners, if you're interested in coming down and can make it down for Friday and Saturday, is to log on to our website, iowaspeedway.com, or dial 866-RUSTY-GO and get ticket information. And, you know, once we sell out, we do have standing room only. And, you know, so if you make a decision race day, we have general admission and standing room only.
Fritz says fans will have an opportunity to meet the drivers this weekend. Also, an autograph session with all the Nationwide drivers will take place from 2:30 until 3:10 Saturday afternoon. The parking lots will open both days at 10 o'clock in the morning for folks to tailgate. Ryan Newman snapped a 49-race winless drought by capturing the Brickyard 400 in his home state of Indiana. The pole sitter and South Bend native took over the lead late in the race, and he rolled across the finish line comfortably in front of points leader Jimmy Johnson. That's Newman's first win since taking the checkered flag at Martinsville back in March of last year. Johnson was dominating until a slow pit stop with 27 laps to go put him too far back to catch Newman. Johnson led for 73 of those 160 laps. In NFL news, Baltimore Ravens tight end Dennis Pitta could miss the entire season after having surgery on his fractured and dislocated hip. The operation took place late Saturday, according to a team official. Pitta's status for the 2013 season remains unclear. That injury occurred Saturday during the third day of training camp when Pitta collided with a defender while trying to catch a pass from Joe Flacco. The Arizona Cardinals have reached a contract agreement with first-round draft pick Jonathan Cooper. That four-year deal is worth about $14.5 million, the maximum slotted under the NFL's collective bargaining agreement for Cooper as the seventh pick overall. The 6'2", 311-pound guard from North Carolina missed the first 2 days of training camp. He had worked out with the starting unit through the offseason. Six-time Pro Bowl quarterback Donovan McNabb will officially retire as a member of the Philadelphia Eagles today. The team leader in many passing categories played 11 of his 13 seasons with the Eagles, leading them to 8 playoff appearances, 5 NFC East titles, 5 conference championship games, and 1 Super Bowl loss. The 36-year-old McNabb hasn't played in the NFL since 2011. He was traded to Washington in 2010 and started 13 games for the Redskins that season, and then 6 for Minnesota in the year following. And in golf news, Brant Snedeker shot a final round 2-under to win the Canadian Open for his second victory of the season and fifth of his career. Dustin Johnson had to settle for a four-way tie for second after a triple bogey on the 17th hole. He shot a 70 to tie with Matt Kuchar, Williams McGirt, and Jason Bonn. They were 3 shots behind Snedeker. Mark Wiebe beat Bernard Langer on the 5th playoff hole today to win his first Senior British Open title. Langer birdied his 5th attempt at the 18th hole on Royal Birkdale while Wiebe made par to claim the trophy. Storms delayed Sunday's 4th round and play was halted after 2 playoff holes because of darkness. Langer held a 3-shot lead going into the 4th round and was 2 strokes ahead with 1 hole to play, but he finished with a double bogey. Wiebe, meanwhile, shot a 4-under 66 to match the German veteran at 9-under 271. That was the first time in the 27-year history of the Senior British Open that the tournament had to finish up on a Monday. And on the ladies' side, Hall of Famer Kari Webb had two eagles in a 7-under-par 65 round for a one-stroke victory at the ladies' European Masters. That's her third win of the golf season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.